Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Our player just went out. I checked the computer, and I was trying to play a show from yesterday, and it just the computer was not working. So I went ahead and just jumped on and threw a song on. I noticed that the signal went dead for a couple of minutes, so I am here. Right here on the show with you. You're listening to David Yanez on the Midwatch, and our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. If you want to email me, you can email me at David at Rev Media Network or David at DavidYanezMinistries.com. Those are the two email addresses that I have that I think that you can utilize a little bit better than the other ones that we've been having. We've been trying to get everything put together. We're going to do a show today on faith. And we're going to believe God to continue to do things. I want to encourage each of y'all out there that continue each day to come back to our station to hear our programs. I know I touched on this yesterday. I'm going to touch on it again. And that is that we're more than just a place that plays a show. Or more than just a place that plays their sermon. Like most churches will have their sermons and stuff put together. And they will play something. Now, I know for a fact that there's several churches out there that have their media thing and they're running and stuff, but I doubt that a lot of places have 24/7 signal, that continuous loop of shows and new shows and live shows going at the same time. So I want to encourage you that Rev Media Network is more than just a place that plays a show, or more than a place that plays anything. That just plays anything simple. And let me put my phone on vibrate. It just starts to ring right every time. Everybody knows I'm on the show between 2 and 3. Yet everybody still calls. So I want to just make sure that I give y'all my undivided attention. Amen. Again, our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And oh my goodness, if you've ever gone through a leg injury, I'm going to tell you right now, it is difficult. It is so difficult to move around sometimes. I was purposely taking today off to just let my leg rehabilitate. So right now I'm in the studio with my feet propped up, and I'm looking for my notes. Again, the player went out, so what I have for you is what I have for you, and we're going to try and get a show done for you, try and get something out there to encourage you and to make things happen for your life and for your family. How's your family doing? Is your family doing good? I want you to pray for my little sister. Her name's Samantha. And I call her little sister because they're always little sisters and little brothers, no matter how old they get. I think she's in her early 30s. I have to find out. I can tell you she was born in 1975, so whatever that rounds off to. 1975, let's check that out. 2009. Minus 1975. Yeah, she's 34. About to be 34. Her birthday's in December of this year. And I think that, actually, she was born in 77, I think. Either way, she's in her early 30s. But she went to the doctor the other day and she had a report that she may have, she has a lump and they're going to do a biopsy on it on October 5th. Well, my mom, of course, calls me out of the blue and just starts crying. And just starts crying in my ear, and she just, first thing she says is, you know, Samantha got cancer, and I'm like, what? And I knew they weren't doing the biopsy. It was just the first initial visit with the doctor, and I'm like, well, wait, mom, wait, is that what the doctor said? And anyway, she handed the phone to my sister, and I told her to be encouraged that if they haven't done a biopsy or anything like that, you know, just wait until you hear what report that comes back, but believe today that you're healed and you have nothing wrong with you. Believe it and start walking in it, because I've seen people when they get that news, they just totally collapse. It's sad because I know I lost my cousin Rebecca this last few weeks ago. Actually, it's going to be a month come up on this tomorrow will be a month that we buried her already. And I know that when you get that news, you can take it two ways. You can take it and say, I'm going to fight, or you just let it take control of your life. I was looking at some some news footage on Patrick Swayze. Of course, he passed away on Monday. And when I was looking at that footage, I looked at it and I thought, you know, he made one little speech and he said, I don't want to live in the shadow of cancer. I'm going to live a happy and good life outside of that shadow. And I'm going to enjoy and I'm going to fight this good fight. And I just looked at that and I just knew that, you know, he took the news and he took it positive. And he lasted, you know, and he really fought. And he had an advanced stage of it, but, you know, he fought. And Survivors by Faith, which holds all our website stuff for surviving and fighting in faith and prayer. It's been down for the last 2 weeks. I'm rebuilding it. So as soon as I got that built, you're going to be able to go on there again and list that stuff. But why I bring that up is years ago, I basically wanted to get together and get a video camera and start recording people's testimonies and putting them on the air and putting them on the airwaves. And now that we have Rev Media Network, I can see the fulfillment of that coming soon. I want to get people's testimonies, get them on the air. It's still the same thing. Survivors of Faith was just a place where we had our shows that we talked about. That we talked about healing, faith, and whatever you need for miracles and stuff like that, and surviving. But Survivors by Faith are the stories of people that are fighting currently and the stories of people that have gone on to glory. Amen? That have gone on to glory with God. And that was the whole concept. When I first put that website together, that's what I wanted to do. But at the time, I didn't have the knowledge that I needed. And I didn't have the technology wasn't there for me to make it inexpensive. Could you imagine trying to put a weekly show on a TBN Daystar or on even a local network station, say like your local cable station or your local station here? It's going to cost you several hundreds of dollars. I can tell you right now, to broadcast on one of those networks will cost you anywhere from $300 to $500 to even $5,000 for 30 minutes. That's a huge budget, my friends, which I don't have at this time, and God didn't tell me to do that. But He gave me the concept years ago about getting people's testimony. So we're going to build a website that has that, but then also on Midwatch with the Rev, we're going to have a little bit talk about it. But Survivors by Faith is going to be a new show that we're introducing to the public. It's going to be on our channel, TV channel, and that's going to be broadcasted within this next 3 weeks. So I want to get testimonies, and if you have a testimony, I want you to be put there. So Survivors by Faith is no longer going to be just an archive. It's going to have some good archive radio shows, but it's going to be a website that's going to have fully functional website about the show and have testimonies of the show, have a player with the show, the current program playing in there, but also have a link there. So I'm reimagining this stuff. In fact, Midwatch is going to go the same way. And the relationship series is going to be more of a conference. So I'm doing a few things. I just pray that I have the computers, because I tell you what, this computer that we have is, we call it the auxiliary computer. It's what piggybacks the signal when we don't have a signal running through our station. We use this one, and we use it to death. I can tell you that right away, right now. We use this computer so much that I know, and every time it looks like it's screaming, like, and you know, you've seen this on, if you ever seen the Star Trek movies and you've heard jokes about it. I'm giving her all she got, Captain. And that's what's happening. And that's what happened. It is giving me all it got. It is. But you know what? I keep pushing it further. And you know what? It just doesn't work sometimes. It just finally just collapses and I have to reboot it. So it's rebooting right now and it's restoring some stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and play a show after this show on my personal computer. And of course, I'm using the auxiliary studio. And that's how we were using that computer, because I did not want to have to go in to the main studio, because our desks are real high, so I have to stand to use the desk at the main studio. So I'm using our auxiliary studio, and I have my feet propped up, and I'm kicking back, and I'm at my desk, and just using my computer to stream this to you. So I hope things are going good. I hope that everyone is getting this signal and getting this broadcast out there. I'm making sure that I've done everything right, because I can't monitor it like we usually monitor in the station. I can't monitor it. So God is good, my friends, and I'm going to try and get this show on Ustream right now. So give me a second while I do that. I'm going to play a quick commercial, and I got to load up the Ustream so our audience over there, which we do have an audience, where they can actually get a, hear part of this message as well. So I'm going to play a quick commercial about Rev Media Network, and we'll be right back. I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us, and we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, you know, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you've got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. If you've heard that call sign over the last 5 years, you have heard that through our podcast stations, through stations that we used to be on the air, through radio, regular radio, through terrestrial stations, and now we are on RevMediaNetwork.com. Our address has changed, so when I broadcast our broadcasting, sometimes you hear our old address, which is the 2981 address. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, our address has changed to P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. If you hear this broadcast throughout the day, we're trying to let y'all know that our address has changed. We've had calls and stuff about the new address, so we're trying to get that information to you and to let you know that you are listening to the most influential ministers, the most influential ministers and the Christian talk show host on here with the original program on RevMediaNetwork.com. Thank you again. God bless you. Welcome back to the show, and this is your host, David Yannis, again. I hope I didn't freak you out with that commercial, because normally... normally we don't put that one on while we're doing the show, because sometimes it confuses people because they hear their signal once more, and it kind of just makes them kind of like wonder what's going on, because they thought they were listening to the show already, and then all of a sudden it's out and playing some other thing. So I am currently still trying to get one of the signal things on, and I think I solved it. So we're going to keep talking and believing. So when you get information and stuff, it's really important that you basically, that you take the information and process it to the right way that you need to. As far as if you believe doom and gloom when you hear the report, then you're gonna accept doom and gloom. You have to look at it like in the Bible, when Joshua sent them to see what was going on, if they can actually take over Jericho and cross over there. They seen that all they can do, trust that the guys that got the report had to trust that God was doing something when they got the report. They did not report how big and how great the warriors were, but they looked at it with a positive saying, we can take this land. We can make this happen. So when you get the reports and stuff, and I just got that signal fixed, so when you get reports and stuff, you got to be encouraged. You got to always be doing. You got to always be moving around and making things happen in your faith. You can't take a report and become negative with it. Of course, when you hear the words cancer, when you hear the words that sickness or disease, I guess you can't help. You can't help but just completely feel lost, completely feel destroyed. I'll completely look at the history of the disease and see how it takes people's lives. I guess you can't help that. I guess it's there, and that's what happens. But I think that each one of us has to, really has to, believe that the report we get is not the final chapter in our life. Amen? So anyway, I talked to my sister, told her to continue to pray, continue to believe, and most of all, get closer to God at this time. There's no time to be playing around. You know, friends, it is not time to be playing around at all. At all. It is not time to be playing around. I mean, you look at today's challenges out there, and I'm not just talking about the economy. I went to go get my registration for my vehicle. I ended up letting it go out, and it actually went out of the date went out. So when the date goes out here in Houston or in Texas, you have to have a registration tag, and if it's past 5 days, you have to literally, you can't do it online or you can't do it at the grocery stores and stuff. You have to go actually inside to the courthouse to get one, and one of the annex buildings. So you know, I knew that was gonna be a task, because it's always, oh, forever. Those lines are forever. I tell you, there's two people there and 20 people standing there waiting to get serviced, and there's one guy that does not fill out his stuff, and it's always becomes a challenge. It does to my patience. And I just stood there. Now, this was before I twisted my ankle. I twisted my ankle Wednesday, so of course I wouldn't have went and did that. I wouldn't have been able to tolerate that long of a stand. I probably would have been a little grouchy. But at the same time, when I went over there and stuff, where I was walking, some lady was outside trying to raise funds to fight the political, how she put it, to fight the political attack that's happening through the current administration. And she was trying to raise funds to launch a media campaign against it. And I walked by, told her I didn't bring anything but the checkbook, which I did, and I didn't feel comfortable giving a check to anyone that I didn't know or at all. And I kept walking and whatever. And when I came back out, she just jumped in the car and took off. So I don't know if that was a true thing she was doing. But anyway, the main thing she said was the economic crisis that we're currently in. And I kind of like, well, you know, it's that, don't believe the reports you hear, like I told you the other day. God is taking care of things. Just like Pastor Mike Salazar said and Pastor David Hope said, God is taking care of the believers. It's not a time to freak out and run away and hide. Even though in the Bible it talks about there's going to be times like that, that people are going to just freak out and go hide in the mountains and hide in the fields, and they're going to try and get away from what's coming. Destruction brings a huge impact, and it casts a huge net. And when destruction comes, it comes for two things. That's to discourage you, to dismantle you, and to destroy you. Those are three things: discourage, dismantle, and destroy. Why is that? Well, if you look at Samson in the Bible, look at Samson and his story. If he would have just got up and believed, he would have been fine. Yeah, the anointing was in his hair in a way. It was a promise, but it was also a belief. I think if he would have fought and when a person gets so discouraged and so out of it that they cannot pick their heads up, then that's when the enemy destroys, dismantles them. And in Samson's case, almost destroyed him. Why? Well, he was very prideful, very showboatish in a way. He liked the attention. So it was easy to see that he had vanity in his walk. Vanity in his swagger. And I know that a lot of people don't understand this, but God sees how you act. When you're in victory and in strength, and when you're not. So, in fact, my doctor just texted me, Dr. Irene Yanez, and told me I got to go to the appointment at 2:40. So I guess I'm going to have to cut this show close and cut this show and put something else for you right now. But I just want to step in. I was in the studio trying to get stuff. I mean, I was at the auxiliary studio trying to get things done here while I was at my leg injury. So I'm going to head out. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the show. I apologize for being a small show today, but I'm going to play something for you right now. We'll be right back.